الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: ما سأل أحد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الدجال أكثر مما سألته. Still in this chapter, with regard to the signs of Qiyamah and the coming of Dajjal and to recognize Dajjal, Hazrat Mughirah ibn Shu'bah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, nobody asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much about Dajjal as much as I asked him. Regularly I used to ask and find out the details about Dajjal. وَإِنَّهُ قَالَ لِي. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regard to that, on one occasion told me, مَا يَدُرُّكْ, that Dajjal will not be able to harm you at all. If he has to come out in your time, he will not harm you, do not worry. قُلْتُ إِنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ. Then I asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a concern of mine, and I said that it is being said about Dajjal, إِنَّ مَعَهُ جَبَلُ خُبْزٍ وَنَهْرَ مَاءٍ, that he will be going with a mountain of bread, wheat, etc., and a river of water. In other words, he will give all the good things of this dunya. What people are desperately in need of, their basic needs, water and bread, that also he will be going with, and with all the temptations and the things that fascinate and that are appealing to the nafs, he will be going with that. So how will I be able to save myself? قال هو أهون على الله من ذلك. Then Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will be even more easier for Allah to save the believers from him. That is, when our iman will be made, and that is important for us. We don't have to worry so much about Dajjal, we have to be more worried of making our iman. As we will read in other hadith also, that once our iman is made, Dajjal will not be able to harm us at all. And now also shaitan and nafs will not be able to harm us if our iman is made. But if we don't have our iman made, then of course, then they will have great control over us, and it will be a very, very serious thing. So our concern must be to build our iman. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من نبي إلا وقد أنذر أمته الأعور الكذاب. Hazrat Anas رضي الله تعالى عنه says that Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم said that there wasn't a Nabi, but that he warned his community about the one-eyed liar, that is about Dajjal, who will be one-eyed. And he'll have a defect in both of his eyes. But his one eye will be clearly seen, more clear, that there is a great defect in it. And every Nabi warned his people about it, about him. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَيْسَ بِعَوَرٍ. And your Allah is not one-eyed. He hasn't got any deficiency whatsoever. Allah Ta'ala is perfect in everything of His. So Dajjal will claim that He is Allah, and that He is giving life and death, and He is giving bread and water, and He is giving the enjoyments of life and saving from the difficulties and hardships of life. So he won't be Allah. Your believer will be able to recognize Him very clearly. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَيْسَ بِأَعْوَرٍ مَكْتُوبًا بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ كَافْ فَا رَا. And that this Dajjal, it will be clearly written on his forehead, kafir, kaf, fa, and ra, kafir. And a person whose iman will be made, he will read it very clearly. The non-believers won't be able to read it, but a believer will be able to read it clearly. On his forehead will be written kafir, and they will know that this is Dajjal. No matter what temptations he comes with, no matter with what conviction he presents his case, but a mu'min, a person who has got iman, that person will recognize him very easily, and he will not fall prey to any of his tricks. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Hadrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala uhadithukum hadithan anid dajjal. Should I not inform you people of some information about Dajjal? Ma haddatha bihi nabiyun qawmahu. And no other Nabi has told this aspect about Dajjal. Every Nabi warned his people about the coming of Dajjal, but nobody told them, no Nabi told his people about this aspect. Innahu a'war, that he is one-eyed. One eye of his is not at all there. He is blind in the one eye, and the other eye is also full of faults and deficiency. وَإِنَّهُ يَجِيءُ مَعَهُ بِمِثَالِ الْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ. And he will present to the people samples of Jannat and Jahannam, and that will be opposite. What will be seen as Jannat, enjoyment of life, necessities of life being fulfilled, all great temptations, but that will be actually Jahannam. It will look very nice. And on the other side, he will have Jahannam. That is all like difficulties and hardships. Just like we are asked to make 5 times namaz a day, get up for Fajr in the early hours of summer, in the cold mornings of winter. All that is hard on the nafs, but that is actually Jannah. And Shaitan will present it as opposite. Dajjal will present it as opposite. فَالَّتِي يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا الْجَنَّةِ هِيَ النَّارِ. And that which Dajjal will say is Jannat, that actually is the fire. He will show it as opposite, but the true believers will have no worry. They will immediately understand that this is the big liar, and he has come with clearly the words kafir written on his forehead, and with his one eye that it will be protruding, and he will have this great deficiency. So the believers will not have any problem whatsoever to recognize the Dajjal. So our duty is to work on our iman and the iman of our children. Make sure that the iman is strong, the amal, 5 times namaz, the way of living, etc. is according to iman and Islam, according to sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then we will have no problems and no worry whatsoever. Wa akhiru da'wana.